was a teacher and a school counselor for like 15 years.
Yeah.
So comfortable, you know, doing, I absolutely loved being a school counselor, but I was just at the point in my life, our kids were getting older. And my husband asked me one day, like, what would you do if you could do anything? And I was like, what? Hold the phone. I have no idea. Like,
wow.
No one had really ever asked me that. So feel me when I bring it, sing it loud. I'm
from the loop and I'm proud. Run a mile for the cause. I'm right. Hi, guys. It's your girl, Nahama, your favorite Jew from the loo. Welcome back to my podcast. And today I am so honored and thrilled to have Jennifer Ayeni with me. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah. And you guys know I love to travel with my podcast. So whenever we can be somewhere more interesting, more relevant, especially when it has to do with my guests, I'm always up for it. It's fun to have the adventure too. So today we're actually in the bubble room at the Fizz Facial Bar. And what I want to do is at some point during the episode, I'm going to do some B-roll. I'm going to do a walkthrough later, so that everyone could kind of get a feel and a taste for your space, because it's so beautiful.
Oh, I love that.
You really take a lot of attention to detail, and I love how you're so on brand today.
Of course, wearing the purple.
The purple, it looks gorgeous.
That's the big color.
Yeah, it's stunning. So I have to say, like, I always love to start off my podcast by saying how me and the guests know each other.
Yes.
And we just met, oh my gosh, it was only like a month ago.
Yeah. It's been like a little, maybe, yeah.
Maybe
a month.
Yeah. We met at the Babes in Business STL coffee meetup.
Yes. So perfect. Bought some of your coffee too.
That's
so
right.
Delicious.
Yeah.
But I love the Babes in Business. It's such a great networking group. I feel like I always get connected to new people.
Yes.
And they're always just so full of life.
Yeah.
And they're real. Very authentic.
So real.
Yeah. Such a great group to be a part of, and I'm so thankful I got to meet you there.
Totally. And I think whether you're a man or a woman, but especially as women trying to make it in the world and trying to make it, especially in business as an entrepreneur, it could be so lonely at times and it could be so overwhelming. So that group is so incredibly powerful, because even though we're all in different industries, there's just this like unity and this like empowerment that we all have for each other.
It is so true. You can just feel like you're on your own little island.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to have support.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're so supportive. They're so encouraging. It's just, it's been a blessing.
Truly.
It really is. It's just a huge blessing to me. So I'm very thankful
for Steph
and what she's doing.
Oh, yeah. I have to get Steph on here. That would be so powerful.
Yes,
I also told her she has the sexiest voice ever.
So true.
She really does.
Yes.
But I wanted to talk about you and what you did, because even from like the first meeting, when you were telling me about how you had this vision for Fizz Facial Bar and you checked out other similar businesses, but there was one in particular that stood out to you and you just knew. You had that feeling of this is it. You trusted that gut instinct and you went for it. So I'd love to hear more about that process. But first, what I thought was so interesting when we had our coffee meetup was how you actually were a teacher. And this was actually like a totally, it's not like you were an entrepreneur your whole life.
Oh my gosh. No.
Right. Which I would never know meeting you, because you seem so poised and so sure of yourself.
Oh,
and like,
my goodness.
You have this business, you have it. Like, you did the thing, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
I would never know. So let's hear the back end story.
Absolutely. So I was a teacher and a school counselor for like 15 years.
Yeah.
So comfortable, you know, I absolutely loved being a school counselor. But I was just at the point in my life, our kids were getting older. And my husband asked me one day, like, what would you do if you could do anything? And I was like, what? Hold the phone. I have no idea. Like,
wow.
No one had really ever asked me that, you know? And I was like, I'm gonna have to think about this for a little bit. And so I just, everything just really came together with Fizz. So I saw some friends that were posting on social media about this little Fizz facial bar a few years ago. And I'm like, what is this? This looks like so much fun.
Yeah.
I loved the aspect of really being connected in the community and it being an open concept skincare studio. And I just decided I was going to reach out to the owner and just let her know that I absolutely loved what she had created, even though I'd only seen it online. Wow. I wanted to come and get a facial. So that spring break, my husband and I drove to Arkansas and we bought facials in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
I love that.
And we just absolutely loved it. And we just built a relationship. And then here we are a few years later. So
wild.
I know. It's so wild. It's so crazy. Definitely being an entrepreneur is everything uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's like, what was going to happen next?
Yeah.
So, whereas when I was in education, everything was so predictable. You know, I knew my schedule, all of these things, and no longer, you know.
Yeah.
But it is so exciting, and it's just been so fun, and I'm just so grateful to the St. Louis community, how they've welcomed us.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, St. Louis is a really warm place. I think it's a great place to grow up. It's a great place to raise a family. It's a great place to do business. Everyone is so helpful and collaborative, you know?
Everyone's been so great, and that's where it's at, the collaboration. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the great things that the Babes in Business have done. I mean, just the people that you meet, the ways that I've been able to collaborate with other businesses, it's just been so huge.
Oh, totally.
I love that about St. Louis.
Yeah. And you know something, I align with so much of your story because when I was a graphic designer, I also was in the same boat. I was good at what I did. I was comfortable. I was doing it for 8 years, you know, but it just didn't set my soul on fire, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes I think God has to kind of unsettle you a little bit in order to push you to what you were meant to do.
Absolutely.
Because we don't always jump. When we need to.
No, we don't jump. We don't even want to put the shoe on to take the first step.
No,
I'm like, oh gosh, I don't know if I want to do this. But it can be very scary.
Are you familiar with David Goggins?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh. So he's like really big in like the fitness community.
Okay.
So he's like known as one of the toughest men on earth. He's done so many like triathlons and he's just like an intense, intense athlete. And he used to be like, I think he was like an exterminator and like killed cockroaches. It was like 300 pounds. And like, I don't think he even had graduated high school, like literally dead end. Mm-hmm. And he just one day wanted more. And he's just has this like iron will, right? And whenever people use him as an example, it's always like, pardon my French, but they're like, don't let your inner bitch win, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so it's so empowering. But the other day I was felt so connected to him because he's like, I'm such a procrastinator. He's like, there are times when I wake up in the morning and he's built this whole persona in this example and he'll stare at his running shoes for 30 minutes, not wanting to do it. But he knows everyone's looking up to him as this version of himself that he's created, this amazing version. But even after all that effort, he still has an aversion to stepping up.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
We definitely have to get the prompting and just go for it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what really just happened. You know, I was just at a point that I could do something different. And everything just aligned and came together. But you have to work it. You know, if you don't work it, then it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But you have to go after it. And I think when you just truly believe in something, you know, it makes it so easy. It just makes it so exciting and fun to get up. Not that it's not a lot of hard work.
It's a lot of hard work.
That it is.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hard work. But when you believe in it and just seeing the people come to Fizz Facial Bar and just the connections that are made and just how in, you know, 30 minutes people can treat themselves to something special. It's just so great.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love what you've done on so many levels because when I think of facials, I think of luxury, right?
Right.
It's what the rich and famous do. It must be nice.
A hefty price tag. I can't afford that.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And skincare has been like that. You know, it's been an industry that does have a hefty price tag. And only the rich can afford it, but no longer. Skincare should be affordable and accessible to everyone, men and women.
100%.
Yes. And everyone should be able to take care of their face. Like, we take care of our nails or we do a manicure or a pedicure, but we have forgotten about our face or we couldn't afford it. Right. So that's really where Fizz comes in. They step into that skincare gap and making it affordable. So we just focus on, you know, effective targeted skincare treatments by cutting out the time wasters or money wasters and just focusing on what works to really deliver results. And it's just been really great. It's just so exciting to see people, because when they look better, they feel better, they're more confident, they're just, their whole persona changes.
And it's just so awesome. True.
Yeah.
But there's a part of facials, because I actually had my first facial here. Yay. This is the first one I've ever had. And it was such a like transformative experience for me. First of all, I mean, obviously I know that when you take care of your skin, you feel better, you look better, all the things. What I wasn't expecting to get from the experience, which I totally got here, was like, I didn't realize how much tension I felt in my face, which I guess makes sense, because why wouldn't I? You feel it everywhere else in your body. I've gotten massages before, pedicures, manicures, everything. I just never had a facial. And like, when I tell you that I was so zenned out and so relaxed afterwards.
It's so great.
I didn't even like realize how much I needed it until I got it. And I was like, this is phenomenal. And the fact that you did it in a way where not only if you go just one time that it's so affordable, but you have like the membership.
Yes.
That makes it so easy to come back, because what, it's like $40 a month.
$49 a month, and you're getting a facial every month. It's just the best deal. And you're working with a licensed esthetician.
Yeah.
And I always tell my girls, just for their knowledge and their expertise in the skincare industry, to me, it's worth $49 just to have someone tell me what I need to do and what I need to buy and what's going to work, because it is so overwhelming for the everyday person. That was me. I was one of those people just overwhelmed by skincare.
Absolutely.
And Fizz made it so easy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, what are you running low on at home? Like, we try to make it very simple.
Yeah.
We can incorporate this one item into your routine. However, if you want an entire routine, we can build you an AM and a PM routine to target your concerns. So we go from both ends of the spectrum, and it's just, it's so nice. And then you're seeing that change, and it's just amazing.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to take my mom here for her birthday.
Yay.
On so many levels. Just the mother-daughter bonding thing, you know?
That's so great.
But also, like, that's what's so cool about your space, too, where it's not just, like, you do offer the private rooms if people still want the traditional experience.
Yes, we do.
But the fact that you have a group room where, like, you can come as a group. There could be bridal parties, birthday parties, all so ages. Fun. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's so fun. And that we get to sit side by side, like you said, at the bar. It's just, it's the perfect combination for groups. Yeah. Or like you said, just the two of you.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. And then this space, which is the Bubble Lounge, we are the only Fizz facial bar that has this party space, which was really important to me. Mm-hmm. It really took me back to my childhood. When I was in middle school, I lived actually in three different states. So when I was in sixth grade, I was actually in southern Missouri. I grew up in a very small town. And then in seventh grade, we moved to Indiana. In eighth grade, I moved to Kentucky. That's where my dad's family's from. So middle school, as you know, is a hard age anyways for kids. And I remember when I moved to Indiana, I was like, I just really want to make friends, you know. So I had found a recipe for a facial in Teen Magazine. And I made some kind of strawberry yogurt facial. But I asked my mom if I could invite some girls over for a sleepover. And so she said yes. And I invited those girls over. We did facials together. It was just so much fun. And some of those girls, even though I was just there for a year, we like reconnected on Facebook years later. Wow. And like, I am still friends with them today. And it really was that unique experience of us connecting over facials.
Totally.
And so when I saw this facial bar, I was like, oh my gosh, you know. So when I talked to the founder, Crystal Booth, I, you know, talked about this party room, this space where people could get facials and then hang out together, and larger groups could come and kind of bounce back and forth. And of course, she was all for it. And so it's just been a great, it's been a great space. And I'm just so thankful that we have it.
Oh, I love that. I mean, honestly, like, because you said there's been bridal parties here too, right? So
yes.
It's like day of the wedding. Or
they'll typically go come about a week before, somewhere between like, you know, 4 to 7 days before they'll come in, get their facials. And then it's just so great. They can relax together. They can bring an outside food or drink.
I love
everyone that. Gets a complimentary drink when they come to Fizz. And then they can just hang out and spend time together. And then for birthday parties, you know, we have the TV. They can stream their favorite playlist, have some great music, and just be together.
It's so nice. I mean, because especially, like, there's so many, I think as women, we bond so much over activities, but especially something that has to do with self-care.
Yes.
Right? Like, yes, it's lovely to go by yourself, but there's also something so bonding about going with your friends or so your mom true. Or your sisters. You know what I mean? Like, there's just something about it.
It is. And I know, I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, we had 4 generations here. If you can believe that. It was so amazing.
That's really rare.
It's very rare.
Yeah.
And so we do facials as young as age 5. So we have the 5 to 12 is our teeny tweeny facial.
Aww.
And so she was 5. And then, you know, we had the mom, the grandma, and the great-grandma. And they were all here getting facials. And it was just like, oh, I mean, it was just so special.
It's a core memory.
It is. Know? Absolutely.
And you got to facilitate that, which is, that's literally like your childhood dream.
It is.
Comes to fruition, right?
And like something that I totally forgot about. I mean, when I grew up, it was just like you're going to college.
Yeah.
There was no, like, thinking about doing anything else. Like, that's all I was told. Like, you will go to college and that's how it's going to be.
Right.
Because that's the only option because, you know, you don't want to do this or you don't want to do that. But I would have definitely went into something beauty because I absolutely loved beauty things, you know.
Yeah.
But didn't really know, you know about aesthetics or anything like that. So
I'm glad you got the opportunity and you took it when it came your way.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's just, it's been so fun. It's just been, it has been. It's just been so fun. It's been so refreshing. You know, as a school counselor, I dealt with a lot of heavy, heavy issues. You know, traumatic grief counseling was something that I did on a regular basis. So this has definitely been refreshing. Not to say that I didn't feel a lot of guilt, you know, when I did leave, because I'm like, you know, how can I just like have so much fun? But we are finding ways to give back to the community. That's definitely important to my husband and I. So being able to do fundraisers with Fizz has been really great. We'll have organizations that will pick like a Monday through a Thursday. They'll let all their supporters know. They'll come in and we're giving back 10%.
Yes.
We're also launching a gift card fundraiser for schools, like for Mother's Day. So we're excited about that because with that, it's do them at $60 denominations because our facials start at $59. And then we're giving back $10 with each gift card. And then if they sell $250, we give back $20 from each, which is like $5,000.
I love it.
I know.
I love it.
So it's so great. Definitely want to be connected to our community and find ways that we can give back. So that's one way that we can, especially back to the schools.
Yeah, because you know what's popping in my head is the opposite. If you go back in history, I'm a little bit of a history nerd.
Yes.
So like Marie Antoinette, she would say like everyone in France was like starving and she was living this lavish lifestyle and she was like, let them eat cake, right?
Yeah.
But what you are doing is so beautiful because whether it's relaxation, bonding, or just wanting to pamper yourself, people want, and you're making it affordable for them to have a little taste of like luxury. You're making luxury accessible,
absolutely.
Right? But at the same time, there are still people out there who are suffering and who aren't even, can't even afford like the prices that you're even doing right now. They're trying to just survive. Facials is not even on their radar, right? And so like the fact that you are allowing people to come and do something beautiful for themselves, but at the same time give back, it's a no-brainer.
Yes.
It's a no-brainer. Like, why wouldn't you? You know? I feel literally
it's
like
so good.
We're in different industries, but there's so much alignment and so much like overlap in terms of like how your story got inspired. And then I also went to New York and flew out for the day to see something that I had seen on Instagram. That was like, oh, this looks like my vision. And then when I saw it in person, I was like, I could do this. I met with the owner. I was like, we're going to connect.
That's so awesome.
And then also even with giving back to the community, I also give 10% back And I call it my Sip with Purpose program. And every month I choose a different charity. I try to do local, but I'm also open to whatever because the world needs help. So
absolutely. Yeah. I agree completely. I love that. And I think anytime we can give back, you know, too much is given. What is the saying? Too much is given, much is expected, you know?
Okay.
So we definitely want to be in a position, if we're given much, that we're also giving back.
Correct.
Whether it's, you know, to the community, whether it's local, national, the world, yes, everyone needs something.
Yeah. Right?
There's gaps everywhere. And, you know, as a counselor, I always felt like I was a barrier breaker for people. And so I also feel like FIZ is a barrier breaker. You know, it is disrupting the skincare industry, and we're providing, you know, corrective treatments at affordable prices to people. And we even offer a consultation that's completely free. So you can come in, yes, and get a consultation with a licensed esthetician, learn more about your skin, get some recommendations like on a facial that would be good for you, as well as some products that would be great for your skin. So that is completely free. And I think there's just such value in that because of all the misinformation. And I know for me, like I was constantly trying to figure out like what's going to work best. And if I would go into like big box stores, you know, I was told like, try this. And the next time I'd be like, try this. And I'm like,
there's like, too much.
Yes.
There's so many options.
And then when I went to the dermatologist, they like had a really beautiful store of like skincare, but nobody offered to show me anything or anything like that. So I was like, okay. And then at the med spa, it was just so expensive. So like we really pride ourselves on the affordability, you know, effective treatments. We have like 7 or 8 different lines that we retail. So I really feel like there's something for everyone. My husband and I have very much different skin types, you know. So that was another great thing with us both going to different facial bars together. We really wanted to find something that was inclusive and for all skin types.
Yeah.
And we found that in FIZ.
So. You know what's awesome that just popped into my mind is so beautiful about like having that relationship with your esthetician and coming back to them on a continual basis.
So good.
It's good for you to have that time, but also male, female, doesn't matter. Our skin changes.
Absolutely.
Seasons of the year, as we age, as our hormones age, lifestyle changes.
Yes.
And when we build that relationship with your esthetician, then they know about this and then they can kind of be proactive about it.
Absolutely.
Which is so great because if you think about it, even on like a different level, this also affects your skin health and speed, but like your diet.
Yes.
There's even if you're eating fruits and vegetables, there's different seasons when they're better for you based on when it's their season.
Right.
Right.
Right. It's so true. There's so many factors when it comes to skincare. And that's another thing about FIZ is it really is an education piece and an empowering piece to our clients.
Yeah.
So the esthetician will educate you through the facial. They'll talk to you about your skin. They'll share, you know, some feedback, some tips that don't cost any money, you know, like doing a double cleanse at night. You know, your first cleanse when you wash your face is really kind of like sweeping the debris off your face. The next time you go in to cleanse, it's actually going to penetrate the skin and do some of the things that it's supposed to do.
So that makes like so much sense.
Just like little tips like that can be so valuable to people like me because I'm not a licensed esthetician, but I was looking for a solution and found it in FIZ. And so it's just so great because the esthetician can tell you exactly, you know, what you need. And you're right, it will change throughout. We're really just a client-focused booking system. All of our estheticians will have the notes in there. They can choose someone specific if they want, but they can see anyone because we'll just continue on in their treatment plan that's in their notes, which
that's
is so
brilliant.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they can just basically come in when it's convenient for them,
exactly.
Which is another thing that FIZ does. We are open 6 days a week. So Monday through Friday, we're open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then on Saturdays, we're open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we're closed on Sundays. But just being able to offer all those different times, we also accept walk-ins, which is something a traditional spa would not do.
Correct. Yeah.
So, yeah, You can always come. You can book online. We have an app. We just try to make it as easy as possible and accessible to everyone.
I love that. There's so much thought that you've put into this. Mm-hmm. And it just shows, like, just hearing you talk about it, you really, like, thought about all the angles and really the needs of the customers. It's not so much about you. Mm-hmm. It's about the customer. And that's so clear in all the details that you've done.
Well, thank you. I know when we, you know, we're looking, you know, I first found Fizz, and then we ended up and we decided we were going to look at some different facial bars across the country. I just kept coming back to this one, you know, just because of all the different skincare lines that we had access to, which are so great, medical, professional grade. We have some that are botanically derived. So I felt like we had something for everyone. Again, my husband has much darker skin. He's originally from Nigeria. So we had total different skin types, and Fizz had something for everyone. Not all facial bars were inclusive. Not all facial bars even had some of the great medical brands that we have. You know, maybe they just put their label on something.
Mm, yeah.
And then just the education. You know, the education piece, I think, with my background in education, it definitely meant a lot to me. Learning about my skin and being educated each step of the way. And then I also loved having the option of the private room for people that do prefer a more traditional style experience. They can still get it here at Fizz. So I just felt like it had a little bit of everything. And then, of course, the connection and the community piece was really, really huge to me. So
yeah,
I love that you can just sit together at the bar.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And I also am so impressed, too, because how long have you been opened?
So we've been open a little over a year.
By the way, congratulations.
I know, thank you.
I know how hard it is as an entrepreneur to, like, be open in general, but open for your first year and you made it, you're still going. Like,
yes.
That is such an accomplishment.
We did. Well, you know, I have a great team. I have a great team of estheticians. We always, I mean, it's just, we have to work together. You know, I think we said, like, teamwork is going to divide the task that multiplies the success.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And it's so true.
Yeah.
We just work really well together. Mm-hmm. You know, it's definitely a different personality when you come in here because it is out in the open. It is friendly. It's upbeat. You know, we're playing pop music. It takes a special personality type because you're not just going to go to the private room and not talk, you know.
Right.
So that piece is really important. But I have, you know, an excellent team, and I'm just so grateful and so blessed. And I have a few people that have been here since before we opened, so which is awesome. Great. So I still have 3 estheticians that have been here since before we opened. So.
But that speaks highly of you too, that they're still here, you know, creating an experience that even from their perspective, they want to be a part of this, right?
Yes. I love that. I love that. So we'll just, it is a big piece of being an entrepreneur is really finding ways to, one, protect your team. Mm-hmm. Because especially in this business, like, I don't want anyone to feel overwhelmed or stressed when they're coming into Fizz, right? Because whatever energy they have, they're going to transfer to the client. So it is very important as a leader in this industry that you do protect your team because you want them to feel happy, positive, calm.
Yes.
And one of the great things that Fizz has developed is like a morning huddle, which I absolutely loved.
Good.
And so we meet from like 9:40 to 9:50 every morning for 10 minutes, just really set our intentions for the day, our goal for the day. And we also check in and see how all of our staff members are feeling, you know, like on a scale from 1 to 5. And if someone's not feeling the best, that's the person that we're going to really pour into, that we're going to make sure we go above and beyond and help them out to just help them have a great day. Because my goal has always been for our clients as well as our employees, I want them to leave a little bit better than when they came in the door.
Yes.
So, and that goes for our employees as well. So I think just keeping that in the, you know, front of your mind, you want them to feel better when they leave here too. And there's been days I'm like, oh, if I can just get to Fizz, I know it's going to be good. It's going to be better.
That's so great.
It is so great.
It just shows, like, the authenticity of it too, right? Because it's not just like a, oh, a customer service, you got to be friendly and you got to be sweet and you got to be nice. And here's what you, here's your script. Right. How you talk to your customers. Mm-hmm. It's such an authentic experience. And I love the camaraderie because we are all human.
Yes.
We all have off days.
Absolutely.
We all have our hormones that go up and down all the time. Yes. And so, like, I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned working as a barista with other fellow baristas is that check-in and be like, how can I support you today? Yes. Are you feeling more introverted? Do you need some time?
Absolutely.
Are you working with women? Like, are you on your period? You know, like, this is so important to know.
It is.
And communication is a beautiful thing because we all have off days. And that's okay.
We're human.
Of course, there has to be a baseline when you're when you're customer facing of still being polite and treating the customer with respect. But it does help everyone else kind of balance that energy. And because you're in that big room, they can kind of take over and create that positive vibe, which is awesome.
Absolutely. And it just breeds collaboration. It's just such a great environment.
Yeah.
And I love it. So in our clients, we have amazing clients. Mm-hmm. I'm just so grateful for everyone that comes through the door, you know, but we really do. We've been really blessed. And, you know, at the end of someone's service, we ask them how their service was, you know, it's just so great to see their smile and just, you know, you just never know what people are going through.
No, you don't.
You never know. And we get the opportunity to make their day just a little bit better. And it's just such a privilege. Oh, it is.
It's healing for you, but also what you're doing is very healing for the person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I feel the same way about coffee. Like, I love being someone's happy place.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I know that, like, regardless, they're a little happier with their coffee, but, like, there's so much I can do to enhance that experience to really take it to the next level. Honestly, sometimes for me, it's a little bit like a social experiment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like, what can I do? What can I change? Like, for example, something new that I've been testing out with my customers when they come in is they'll be like, how are we feeling today?
Mm-hmm.
Little words like that, like inclusive, you know, or like whatever they choose to drink. I'll be like, oh, that's a great choice. You're going to love it. I can't wait for you to try your drink. Just little things where they're like, feel affirmed and validated.
It's so important that people feel like they are seen and heard and that they're valuable.
Yeah.
Because all people are valuable. Everyone is unique and has unique gifts and talents. And I think that's another thing that's really important when you are building your team is really identifying what their gifts and talents are. Because you want people to be able to thrive in those things that they do really well in. If there's something that I mean, of course, there's all the time going to be things we don't want to do that we just have to do. But if there's, that's what's so great about diversity in a team, because different people are going to have different strengths and different gifts. And it's figuring that out and just maximizing those. And I think that has definitely helped us as a team, too. You know, there's just not a one size fits all.
Totally.
Always like adapting your expectations to, like, you're going to have a certain expectation and then figuring out what everyone's great at.
Because everyone's great at something different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the opportunity to thrive in that. And that's what makes a great team.
Another thing that I think is so awesome is I can't remember exactly when it was that we met for coffee. I feel like it was like a good 3 weeks at least.
Mm-hmm.
But when we had been talking last, you had been open 7 days a week.
Yes.
And you really, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, trying to make it, you're paying payroll, you're paying rent. There's so many costs. You're always trying to be innovative and try to make the most money at the same time.
Right.
You want purpose, but at the end of the day, bills got to be paid.
That's right.
And so, but at the same time, another thing that I think we're both very aligned with is faith.
Yes.
There's all kinds of people in the world. Everyone's faith is something special to them. Mm-hmm. But like ever since I became an entrepreneur, it has never been more clear to me that God is real.
I
don't know how anyone can be an entrepreneur and not have some sort of faith,
something,
some sort of higher power connection, because it's so wild, the things that work and the things that don't work. And then you think something's working and then it's not working. And it's a constant, like,
it is.
It's like a whirlwind. And like, what I love about faith is that I show up and I show up doing 110%, but then at a certain point, if I'm feeling anxiety, that's my cue that I'm trying to control and uncontrollable.
Absolutely.
And then I just...
You got to step back and just let God take over.
Surrender. Absolutely. Surrender is my word for the year. That doesn't mean I'm not showing up. It doesn't mean I'm not going to try my best. Mm-hmm. It's just more about like understanding that I'm not the one in control.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And understanding that for me, it's God and God is my source.
100%. Yeah.
He's the provider. And my word is actually obedience.
Obedience.
Year.
Wow.
So just... And with that really goes seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto me. So I've always got to be obedient and seeking him first and making him the top priority. And then everything else will definitely fall into place. And that can be, you know, obedience with my time, my money, you know, obedience to promises in the Bible for me. You know, we definitely took a step of faith and we decided that we are going to be closed on Sundays.
Steps for that.
Yeah.
That's such a big deal.
It is a big deal. It really is. All of our clients have been very understanding. We just really got to the point where we're thinking about opening up a second location. Someone else will be stepping into more of like a manager type role.
Congratulations. Oh,
thank you.
That's such a big win.
We're working on that for 2025. We're believing for that by the end of the year. So
excited for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are very excited. But as I think about this past year and how much work and energy and time I put in, I was like, there is no way I can move someone up because they're going to quit. They're going to leave. Like, there's no way I could expect someone to do this. And then even though, yes, they're not working every day, you know, when your business is open, there's going to be things that pop up, that come up, and you are still working. You're problem solving, you're brainstorming, you're figuring it out. So I wanted everyone to truly have a day of rest that the Bible speaks of. And so I wanted everyone to, you're not going to be called in. I mean, we're completely closed on Sundays.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really great for our staff. And I think for everyone, because everyone deserves a day of rest.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
You need a chance to just recharge. And if, you know, you choose to go to some, you know, to church or whatever, you have the opportunity to spend it with your family, but everyone needs a day off. And so, of course, that's a biblical principle. And so I'm being obedient to that. So that's what we started the year with.
I think you're going to have a lot of blessing.
Yes.
Because you're leaning in.
Yes.
To your faith and your trust, you know. Yes. And it's also really unique because you didn't start off having that day off.
No.
And so the fact that your customers already are understanding, I think it's just proof that you're doing the right thing and people will respect you for having values, you know, whether people share your values or not, when you stand for something, it means something. I forgot who said it, but if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything.
So true.
Yeah. I know for me, again, another alignment is, so we also, in Judaism, we have our Sabbath, which starts Friday night and goes through Saturday night, an hour after sundown. So 25 hours every weekend, I'm off the grid, like phone off, nothing. And, you know, it wasn't as big of a deal when I was working corporate, but now that I'm an entrepreneur, especially at this stage, because we're e-commerce right now. And so what we're doing is like, we're doing pop-up events where there's like that big coffee festival that everyone's talking about. And I have gotten so many DMs and Facebook messages. Are you a part of this? Are you going to be represented? And I'm not, because it's on Saturday.
Right.
And so many pop-up opportunities I've had to turn down because they're on Saturday. And it's really testing my faith.
Yes.
Because it's like, oh gosh, like, I'm seeing money like slip through my fingers, but I have to have faith because like it's all God's money. And I don't believe that by not living my values, God's going to make me successful.
Yeah.
You know, the money will come to me in the right way. And I had a we'll get into your, I've literally been quoting this almost on the daily, but I got a little God sprinkle.
Okay.
I love God sprinkles.
Yes.
I'll share two of them.
Oh, good.
So the first one was just as of yesterday. So today's January 23rd. So just yesterday, January 22nd, we officially got accepted into a farmer's market.
Oh, yay. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks. And it builds on what we were just talking about, because this farmer's market is actually only open on Sundays.
There you go.
It's just meant to be. Meant to be. And I applied for a few farmer's markets just to see like what would happen.
Right.
And that was the only one we got accepted into. So it was just so clear that God was like, no, rest. And Sunday, you can do it, you know, for us. And then the other one that just happened was, I heard someone, this was more of a manifestation thing, but it's like, sometimes our faith can waver.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it's okay to ask God to send signs to give you a little
Those validation. Those little God sprinkles. Like, hey, you're on the right path.
Please and thank you. Yeah. Yes. So this morning I was in the car and I was feeling a little overwhelmed with everything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God, if I'm meant to do this, send me this little sign. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, actually, the owner of Yenology, she messaged me a little reel from the Bibliotheque, which is the store that I'm inspired by for my coffee shop.
Aww.
And she was like, you're going to do something even better than this. And I like opened it up and I just started crying because I was like, oh, this is the God sprinkle that I needed.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
It was so random. How would she know that I needed to see that?
Yes, exactly.
It was so perfect.
And I'm so glad that she was obedient to the nudging in her to then share it with you. And that goes back to my word for the year for obedience. But yes, you just never know how you're going to impact someone.
And it's so simple.
It can just be so simple. Exactly.
Sending a reel is not a big deal.
No.
But like for me, it was the thing that I needed to like keep my strength going.
Yes.
Isn't that wild?
Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
There's so many good God sprinkles along the way. Just pointing you, reaffirming, redirecting you, letting you know you're right where you're supposed to be. Oh, I mean, there's been many times I was like, what in the world am I doing?
Yeah.
How in the world do I think I can do this? Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm doing. But thank God, you know, just thank God for God.
Literally.
For who he is and what he does. Because it's like, thank goodness he's in control and I'm not.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yes. Because I would have messed this up
so many times.
Yes. Yes.
Have you ever felt, I mean, I feel this is true personally and professionally. Have you ever felt that there was times, and this is something, this is a new concept that I've learned about, where it's like God reveals what you're supposed to be doing, who you're supposed to be with, all these things, right? But then instead of like leaning back and letting him like take the wheel, you just kind of jump and be like, that's the green light. Got it. Thanks. I'm going to own this. I got this. Don't worry, God. I got the sign. I got it. Don't worry about it. I got it. And then you end up messing it up because you went too hard, too fast, and you didn't let things unfold.
That's so true.
Has that happened to you?
The patience thing is definitely tested my patience with opening up this facial bar.
Yeah.
Because it did, it honestly took us a few years to really get the doors open. So it was something that, you know, we saw. Then, you know, a few months later, we explored. Then we started the conversation with the owner, and she was working on putting things together to do a franchise, but hadn't started it yet. Mm-hmm. So it was like, it's going to take me a while to get it together, but that gave us time to explore other things. But yeah, there were times I was just like, oh my gosh, like I just want to do it.
I want it yesterday.
But yeah. it wouldn't have been the right time. My husband is so great with this. He's such a man of God. I'm so blessed to have a husband like him. And I'm just so thankful, but I've definitely learned patience and persistence, and he's an entrepreneur, and I couldn't have done this journey without him and his guidance.
Yeah.
And, you know, his investment and just his willingness to bet on me. Like, okay, you think so, you know, but he took it. We both took a huge step of faith, but when you know, and you know, you've prayed about it, fasted, all of those things, and you know this is what you're supposed to do, it comes down to like, if I don't do it, even though at times it's like, it's easier to just like stay in my comfort zone in my own little bubble.
Yes.
If I don't do it, I'm actually going to be disobedient. Mm-hmm. And so I just need to go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that we get hung up on is, or at least I do, is that big, like, knowing the end from the beginning. Like, I want the big picture. I want every step along the way. And what this journey taught me is I just need to know the next step to take.
Brilliant.
So, like, if you just know the next step, like, you've got to relax and just know I'm doing the next step. And then the next step will come. But you don't, it's like, I have no idea how in the world it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But you just, once you get that confirmation and the peace about the next step, you take it. And then you take the next one. And that was definitely a learning experience that I had to go through. Because I was like, I need to know every little detail, exactly how it's going to work, da, 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 da. And then that also gets you hung up, and then you're going to be paralyzed. You know, over-analysis leads to paralysis.
Yes.
So then you can just be like, I'm not going to do anything.
Yes.
You know, so just knowing that next step definitely helped me. And then, yeah, like you, I have to have my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And know that God's in control and he's going to guide and direct and provide. And I'm just so grateful.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, it's, I needed to hear that. And it's so funny because one of my jobs I'm doing right now is I teach wine and paint classes.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's so fun.
It's so much fun. It's so rewarding. Because painting is so relaxing. People come for a good time, but they think that they're not artists. And at the end, 9 out of 10 times, they leave with something that they're really proud of.
Right.
Which is so empowering for me to see them go from 0 to 60, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when they come in, a lot of times they see that final photo, the final painting of what we're doing at the end of class. And then they see that white canvas. And their brains cannot compute, how do I get from A to Z? I'm not talented. I'm not the person who could do that. And I said, don't worry about it.
Right.
We're going to do it step by step.
Yes.
Because you can't get there overnight. You got to do the steps.
Yes.
Step by step.
Mm-hmm.
And inevitably, regardless of the painting, there will be a point when it looks awful. Absolutely awful. You're going to think you made a mistake. You're going to think that you ruined the whole thing. Like, just when you had confidence, gone.
Yep.
That's when you push through even more.
Yes.
You must keep committing to just the next step, the next step, the next step.
So
and don't be confident, because people are like, oh, but I'm not confident enough to do the next step. They'll kind of watch me. I could see their hesitation. And I'm like, confidence comes after. It's not going to come beforehand. So if you're waiting to feel confident, it's never going to happen.
No.
You just got to skirt. You just imagine you're 3 lanes over. There's the exit.
Yes.
You got to go or you're going to miss it. Yes. You know what I mean? Just commit. And I think one of the hardest things is, okay, so we both have the blessing of knowing what our passion is, mm-hmm. having that vision, right? It's a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing to have the vision. It's a blessing to feel that fire in our souls to create something.
Absolutely.
Especially something that is of service and gives back.
Absolutely.
The curse, if you will, is that then it's like reverse engineering it and doing those baby steps and not knowing the how or the when. That's why I think faith is so important.
It is so important.
Yeah.
Because that's what you have to lean on.
And you have to
get you to the next step.
And it's like you have to remember the end picture, because that will keep you going through the hard times. But sometimes you also have to kind of forget it and just be like, okay, today, what can I do today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, yeah, you have to prioritize and you have to focus on, yeah, sometimes it's just today. Sometimes it's just like the morning. What do I have to get done? Because it can be so overwhelming, you know, and I try not to ever look at more than a week. Like on Sunday, I just look at the week ahead, and sometimes I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm just going to look at the day. Like I have a good idea about the week. I'm just going to focus on the day. I'm going to focus on the morning, you know, but you have to really protect yourself too. As an entrepreneur, you have to protect your mind and your heart and your time. Yes. So many things that you do have to protect, and you really have to set some healthy boundaries in your life so you can stay focused on what you want to accomplish, because focus is so important.
It's so important.
To be able to get things done and accomplished and to move your business forward.
Right. And some days are going to be bigger ones than others.
That's right.
Some days it's normal. It's just cleaning your emails.
That's right.
You're just responding to people. And just, and that's a win.
Yes.
Some days.
That's right.
Yeah.
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 It's so true.
It's so
true. You just got to be easy on her. You've got to be easy with yourself. You've got to treat yourself like you would your best friend.
Yes.
And, you know, you just, it's just because it can be so overwhelming.
Right. And there was a quote that you said that I love as well, which was, if you don't innovate, you disintegrate.
It's so true. You got to constantly be in the mode of innovation.
Yes.
Because things are constantly changing. And I mean, we've seen this with so many companies and businesses that you have to continually be innovating.
Yeah.
If you don't innovate, you're going to disintegrate.
And learn your craft as well.
Absolutely.
Like, oh my gosh, one thing I didn't realize about coffee, and this is why I'm so grateful that I get this opportunity to work as a barista day in, day out, because I'm so conscious and I've learned so much, and I'm learning about the days when things go wrong, like the weirdest things that go wrong too. Like, I mean, I work downtown, and today our Wi-Fi went out, which meant that we were cash only in the beginning of the day. And why did our Wi-Fi go out? Mm-hmm. Apparently, a homeless man snuck into the building and cut the wire. Who could expect something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
And then to be calm and like creative and cutesy with the customers so that they still feel like it's a great vibe. But then on the other hand, being responsible and fixing the situation and like making sure the baristas on staff are all like in a good headspace.
Absolutely. It's so important. You just, your staff is well taken care of.
It's so wild to me.
But it's continuous problem solving as an entrepreneur.
And some things you couldn't even foresee. Like, there is no planning. It's literally like in the moment, this is a problem. There is no one else here to fix it, and you need to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And everything is figure outable.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's Marie Kondo
said that.
I didn't
and
even
it's
know
so
that was
true.
I thought I made that up.
Everything is figure outable.
It is. And you are so capable.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. And you'll figure it out. And that's what, you know, like here, we try things. We're always open to trying new things. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, just because something doesn't work, just points us in the direction of something that will work.
Right.
So we always are going to see even failures as wins because they point us in the right direction.
You never learn from success. You only learn from failure.
Exactly.
And I think you can't have an ego in this business. And you have to be able to just, like, you can't be, oh, why is me situation?
No.
Because I've had a few times recently where, like, it's like that hustle mentality. I put myself out there. I almost have entrepreneur ADD, if you will, where, like, sometimes I have to rein it in and be like, okay, I'm reaching for all these different opportunities, but do they actually align with my vision? Mm-hmm. Or is this taking me away? And then I have to think, okay, but is it taking me somewhere good? Maybe I didn't think about this.
Yes.
Is this a good innovation or is it taking me away? You have to constantly like evaluate.
It's so true.
And then the other thing is like, there will be times when you put yourself out there, you get the opportunity and you're like, yeah. And then something falls through and it feels like such a rejection. And it's so easy to go into the, why is me? Woe is me. Maybe I'm not doing the right thing. And you just spiral and you can't do that as an entrepreneur. There's no time.
No.
There's no time for the pity party.
There's no time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can always think about things and use them as a learning opportunity. Mm-hmm. So going back and looking at, you know, reflecting on things. I mean, the power of reflection is just so important in business. But also, when you know you've done all you could do, like, you're just like, I've done all I could possibly do.
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe right at that time, there was nothing else I could do. And you just have to also trust yourself and believe in yourself. Like, I've done everything. Now, of course, if there's something you can do different, then definitely, you know, you're going to reflect, use it as a learning opportunity to grow. I feel like there's we're constantly reflecting, you know, I'm constantly getting feedback from my team as well. And then we're also seeking feedback from our clients, you know, because we constantly want to improve and elevate the energy and just make it a great experience. And what else can we do?
Totally. You know? And I think sometimes
just make it a little sweeter.
Yeah. And sometimes you have to separate the messenger from the message.
That's so true.
Right? Because people will say things and maybe you don't like how they said it or the energy that they brought or how they went about it. But in that moment, the pause is so powerful to be like, okay, my ego is hurting right now because I want everyone to love it because I love it so much.
Yes.
But we're also looking to grow and be the best version of ourselves.
Yes.
So is there merit to what this person said? Sometimes there is.
Yes.
Sometimes there isn't.
Right. And sometimes it's a piece of it.
Yeah. And you have to be able to like remove your ego. I really have been quoting this quote, so I really should figure out who said it. But one of my favorite quotes that I've heard recently is, a bad day for the ego is a good day for the soul.
That is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah. And you know what? Another thing.
It's much deeper.
Yeah. And another thing is that like, you can choose to have a bad day or a good day. You can't choose if you have challenges.
Right.
Those are sometimes beyond your control.
Right.
Yeah, it might be more of a tough day, but like, the only thing we control is how we react to things.
Absolutely. You can only control that.
Yeah. And today was one of those days where I was just like, okay, this is not going to be a chill day. Cool, cool, cool.
Yes.
But I love joy. And I want to have a joyful experience. So I'm like, let me solve what I can solve. And then I'm just going to chill.
Right.
I'm not going to.
There's only so much we can do.
Yeah.
That's in our control too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree completely. And then what you were saying about being able to just how we respond. And sometimes those pauses are great moments because we don't want to just immediately react. But we want to truly give it time so we can put a meaningful thought together and respond in an appropriate way. It's so important. The pause is a real thing. And yeah, it's great. I have to do it.
It's really powerful. I love the part of your story was that like, I'm so happy for you. That's not enough of a word. I want it to be like a deeper word. I'm so inspired. I don't know. I'm so glad that like you have a husband who's been so supportive of you.
Yes, he is.
And such a guide and motivation, but even more so, like he set this whole trajectory up to ask you to like know you enough to be like, you know, like it's not like you were unhappy per se, but he just saw you and that's what a husband should be, or a partner, whatever. Like they should be someone who sees you and is like, are you living up to your potential?
Yes. Yes.
What would you be doing? And it's not like you're in the dating stages. Like you guys are married already. Like the fact that he's still in that growth oriented process, not only for himself, but for you.
Oh, I know.
It's so beautiful.
It is so beautiful. He is just so thoughtful and so incredible. This is our second marriage for both of us. So we both have, you know, had very different experiences in marriage. And when it's God ordained, it's just a beautiful thing. And I think, you know, I came to the point in life that I just surrendered. And, you know, I just said, I don't want to date just anyone. I want to find a husband, you know. And I really started working on myself. And I really started seeking God in all of that and just praying, like, you know, I'm tired.
Yes.
You know, I'm tired. Like, I want a godly husband. And that's what I desire above everything.
Yeah.
Now, there'll still be some ones thrown your way. You've got to decipher which one is which. But I'm just so grateful. You know, I can completely trust my husband because I know that he's seeking God. And when you're following someone that's seeking God, I can, you know, there's times I don't agree. You know, we don't agree on decisions, but I trust him. And then I'm like, okay, you know, I know that you're seeking God on this and I completely am just going to fall into alignment. Now, sometimes I might do it by my teeth and not when I want to, but, you know, I'm going to. because
that's real.
It's real. Yeah. And I'm like, I want to trust him, and it's all proven well.
Yeah.
So I'm just so grateful and thankful. Yeah.
This is not the same thing at all, but my business partner, when we first met, we had a mutual friend who introduced us. Mm-hmm. And when he told me that he was like a man of God, so I'm Jewish, he's Christian.
Right.
I was like, you could be my business partner.
Yeah.
That was like the friend recommendation. Like, there's certain friends that you have in your life where you're like, honestly, all I need is your approval, and then I know this person's a good person.
Yes.
My friend, shout out to you, Hannah. She's like that for me. You know what I mean? Like, I trust her completely.
Yeah.
And so if she says someone's good, they're good. Mm-hmm. No questions asked. Did I still meet with him to see if it was still a good rapport and a good vibe? Obviously.
Of course, right.
But like, there was two things for me. One, when I shared my idea, my vision with him, his eyes lit up. Mm-hmm. Not everyone's eyes lit up when I speak him on it, but like when I did with him, he saw it. And I was like, okay, that's a good start. And then when we actually like met, because we did Zoom first, and then when we met in person, and he was like, we were just talking a little bit about ourselves, and he was like, yeah, like I'm a man of God and I'm Christian. And I'm like, done.
Yeah.
Even if like our faiths aren't aligned, I'm like, if you believe in God, then this is going to be a powerful connection, and that's important to me, you know.
Absolutely.
And he was on board with like giving 10% back to charities, you know what I mean? So I was like 100% like done and dusted.
I love that. My husband is such a man of vision. Like, he can see the vision before I ever see, you know, like see it, and then he is speaking and breathing life into the vision. And this is something that I learned from my husband, really. You know, I mean, the Bible says, you know, in the power of the word, there's, you can speak life or you can speak death.
Mm.
And really choosing your words wisely. I mean, you know, those experiments that they do with like the plants, and they'll speak positive, affirming things, negative things, and it totally makes a difference. And so learning how to speak to myself is so important. And sometimes I just have to like shut up because I'm like, I don't have anything nice to say, you know?
It's so real.
And you've got to just speak life into the people that come in the door.
Totally.
Yeah. Clients, employees, you just got to speak life. There's so much negativity in the world. Choosing to speak life. And that's what my husband really has done so well. And he's just such a visionary, and I'm just so blessed to call him my husband. So
yeah, I love a good love story. So if you feel comfortable with sharing, can you share like a little bit more? Because I know you said it's you were at a point where you were done just dating to date. You were looking for a husband. You surrendered, but like, how did it all come to be?
That's a great question. So honestly, it was 1 year. My son was in middle school, so his dad and I had been divorced since he was about a year and a half. So my son just one day, like around Valentine's Day, said, Mom, I really think that you should start dating someone because when I go to college, you're going to be old. He was like, I think you should start trying to find a husband. So I felt like I kind of got that confirmation from him. I was, of course, feeling that and like really wanted that connection.
Yeah.
You know, you want someone to do life with.
Absolutely.
Life is not meant to do alone. So I wanted that. And so I'm like, okay. And then things just started aligning. Of course, I was working on really diving into my faith more. I was really just understood, like, oh, to be baptized, to have accepted Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. But I hadn't really learned the power that I have because Christ lives in me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I really started studying, and how to activate, you know, that power. Every person is given, you know, faith and that power in the Holy Spirit when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But learning how to then activate it, and, you know, our faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. And so just soaking myself in the word. Studying the book of Ruth because I wanted my Boaz.
Let's go.
You know, I wanted my Boaz.
Yeah.
So really studying that, and also how was Ruth? You know, what was her temperament? What was, you know, what was she doing? And so I just really poured into that. And then I just started believing for a husband. And I didn't know that, you know, someone, I lived in Lexington, Kentucky at the time. So, and my husband was here in St. Louis, and he was believing, you know, for a wife and praying and, you know, didn't want to date. And we were just both, you know, at the same point. Now I was dating, I was actively dating, trying to find, but then I'm just like, this is too much.
Yeah.
You know, like God, if this is going to be like this, like, I don't want to do this. Like, just bring me my husband. And that's the point that I had got to. And then we were introduced through mutual friend. Mm-hmm. And we started talking on the phone and just kind of getting to know each other. And I said, okay, well, it was in the summer. That's when I actually had time, you know, as a school counselor. So I was like, I'm just going to come in, you know, I just want to come and see you, meet you in person. You know, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time, you know, to see if this could go anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. We met in person, and honestly, it was this wonderful, amazing dream date. He was just so, I just couldn't believe, like, someone's actually doing all of these things for me, you know, because I think we settle for things. And yes. Then when the good thing comes around, it's like unbelievable. Like, that's the point that I was at in my life. I'm like, this man is not real. This is unbelievable. You cannot be like a real person. So, we had went down, we ate dinner in the top of the Met building. When we came down, we had like a horse-drawn carriage ride through St. Louis. I know, he took me to Fast Park earlier in the day. We went and had ice cream and, like, you know, just sat in the park and just talked about our dreams and everything. I was like, this guy cannot be real. We went to the chocolate factory, Bissinger's. We did like a chocolate factory tour.
That's adorable.
We went and had breakfast together. Like, it was just,
it's a dream.
It was a dream.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like,
you're just living your Hallmark movie moment. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well. And then he was like, you know, I just love you. And I was like, well, I love everything I know about you. I've been hurt so many times.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so real.
So I'm like, okay. And then I remember I left and he didn't call me like for hours because I was driving back and I was like, oh my gosh, see, I knew it wasn't real. And then I don't know if it was later that night or maybe it was even the next day that he called. And he was just so exhausted because we had just like jam-packed so many things in to see each other for like over a 24-hour period. And he's like, I fell asleep, to be honest with you. I was like, okay, well, good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you do question yourself because you're like, am I good enough to even be his wife?
Yeah.
Like, those were thoughts that I was having. I was like, I don't know about this. So I honestly blocked him from my phone, which is so terrible to say. I did. So it was a couple weeks after that. I was just like, yeah, I'm sorry. This is just not going to work. You know, number one, I told you I'm not going to move. I have my own home. I have my own career. You know, I'm not moving. I know that you have your own company. Like, this just isn't going to work. I don't want to waste your time. I blocked him. And then it was probably a month to 6 weeks later, I had actually went and got a new phone, and I was sitting on the couch crying one evening after I had like dropped my son off to visit his dad. And I was just like, gosh, there's just so much going on in my life. And I got a text from him. So apparently if you get a new phone, your blocked contacts don't stay blocked.
Oops.
Yes. And so his text came through and he's just like, I just wanted to check on you and ask you if you wanted to do Bible study one day a week. And I was like, well, how can I say no to Bible study one day a week, you know? And so I was like, sure, I'm only available, you know, Wednesday nights at 8:30 to 9 o'clock. I have 30 minutes. He's like, okay, that's fine. And we just started doing Bible study really one day a week. And then that led into like more conversations. And then, you know, we started seeing each other. I think I was also very scared, you know, in this culture, were really taught, you know, to be an independent woman, which there's nothing wrong with that. No. And I was at the point, I was like, I've got this figured out. I'm on my own, da, 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 da. But it was not fulfilling me. You know, like, I've got my house. I've got my career. You know, I'm good. I've got my retirement. I'm all settled. Like, everything is great.
Yeah.
But I was still missing someone to do life with.
100%.
Yeah. And then you have to make sacrifices. If you want something, you know, marriage, of course, is making sacrifices and compromise. So then, but I was just like, do I really want this? Like, it sounds really, really great and really good. But I'm going to have to give up all of these things in order for this to work. So it definitely took some time for me to work through some of those things. And I just kept getting my God sprinkles along the way that this was the man that I was supposed to marry. And honestly, if I didn't marry him, I would have been disobedient to God. And I'm just so thankful that he chose me.
Yeah.
And
we're here because of all this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it's so ironic. When I actually lived in a town where there was a Fizz facial bar, I had never been to one.
That's so funny.
Isn't it so funny?
It's like that
red stain. If I had stayed there, I could have never put one in because there's already one in.
Right.
And so here we are. I had to move to St. Louis in order to put in a Fizz facial bar. But yeah. It's just so awesome.
It's like that invisible string theory, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, all the pieces were all there, but yeah, it wasn't the right timing and it wasn't the right location. Like, it's like God was just like setting up the scene, right?
Absolutely.
Something that I came across recently on Instagram that really validated me and my faith was it said that God isn't saying no, mm-hmm. and he's not delaying you. He's putting all the pieces together so that when he does give you what your heart's desire is, you won't fumble it and you'll be ready for it.
That's so true.
Isn't that so beautiful?
Like, everything is falling together. Everything is basically falling or coming together instead of like you feel like, oh, it's not, like it's falling apart or whatever. But everything is just being aligned for that moment. And that definitely happened with my husband and I and with this business. I mean, it's just so many things had to happen exactly the way they did
100%
in order for us to be in a position that we could bring this facial bar here.
Isn't that such a blessing to like be able to have that moment where yes, you're going forward and you have all these dreams and things that you want and there's still the present reality, but to be able to look back and see how everything had to align to get you where you are today. And if one thing would have been different,
it wouldn't have happened.
It's such a domino effect. It's so beautiful. It's like, I don't think everyone...
are God sprinkles.
They are the God sprinkles. And like, I don't think everyone gets the opportunity to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That's true.
It's a blessing.
That makes me a little sad, though. So true. Yeah. But it's available.
It is available. You could tap into it for sure. And I think that's the beauty of this world is that... Listen, it's like energy too, right? Mm-hmm. Like... you see what you put out into the universe, right? If you want to see positivity, you got to put that energy out there. Absolutely. If you focus on negativity, you're only going to see negativity.
That's right.
Right? Now, let's say you have a really challenging day. That doesn't mean it's going to be sunshine and rainbows and a perfect Hallmark movie every single day.
Right.
Absolutely not. It's just more about like, you will quite literally miss opportunities if you don't have your eyes open to positivity. And there's still so much to be grateful for on a daily basis.
Absolutely. I say we never have a bad day all day. We might have a bad moment.
Yes.
But we never have a bad day all day. There's always good in our day. And there's always things that we can be grateful for. And we actually just started our gratitude wall here at Fizz.
I love the office. That.
So I just decided like, you know, there's a book about like, the invisible bucket, everyone carries an invisible bucket.
Never heard this.
Oh my gosh. So everyone has a little bucket. I used to teach about it in, you know, elementary school counseling. And, you know, we can fill it up or we can take from it. And so, you know, and you never know like how full someone is either. So you always want to think of ways to like fill each other's buckets. And so one thing we have so many things to be grateful for. Like you said, on a daily basis, here at Fizz, like, doesn't matter. Like, we all have things we can be grateful for. Like, our one house, you know, that we got to wake up because it's been so cold.
So grateful for the warm house.
Oh, my goodness. Everywhere I'm like, thank you for this warm bed. Thank you for this warm house. Like, there's just so much to be grateful for. So we just started. We just had our first little sticky notes that we put on the wall with what we're grateful for. And then I said, that way, if we're ever feeling down or whatever, we can go back there and we can look and we can remind ourselves truly of all the things we have to be grateful for. Because we know if we shift our perspective in life, it'll make the problem seem less, you know, by just focusing on all the things that we do have to be grateful for. And we always have things that we can be thankful for.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I have an idea for you,
for
your board, actually. I totally forgot about this. You just reminded me about this high school memory.
Oh,
I went
cool.
to a very unique high school that was really into leadership and personal development.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a small all-girls school, Jewish girls school. And we had this board. In Hebrew, it's called Hakaras Hatov, which means literally recognizing the good.
Mm.
And like, that's another way to say thank you.
Yes.
And so there was this Hakaras Hatov bulletin board, and on it, the principal had pushed like these like blank notes. And then if you ever had something about someone that you noticed that you're grateful for or thankful for, you would write it and then you would like close it, like sandwich it, and pin it with their name on it. And it was always like a fun thing to walk by the board and be like, oh, is my name on there? Did someone notice something about me? You know?
Yes.
So that could be another fun thing to add to your board.
I love that. Yes. We've done some like a shout out board. So like you can write something about someone and stick it up. I love that. But I love how you had it folded.
It's like, private. Ooh, it's a special little love letter.
Love it.
And then you could still like take it home with you.
Yes.
And it's just, it could be simple, but some people were very, I was one of those people who would really like embellish it and be like, notice something, be like, you really made my day. And then just, you know.
I love it.
It was so nice.
It is so nice. You know, again, we have life and death in our words. So we want to choose to speak life.
Yeah.
And just some words can make such a difference. And they can also, positive and negative, as we know.
Yeah.
You know, it's just choose your words wisely.
Yeah.
And what you put out there is what you're going to get back.
I started something new recently, which I think you'll appreciate. So I was on TikTok and I saw this guy who was sharing these love letters from his grandparents from World War II. And it was so beautiful how they wrote to each other. Like, no one talks to each other like that nowadays.
Right.
It's like, even texting, like, it's not beautiful and flourished. It's more of like, why did you not respond to my text of good morning? Right?
Right.
Like, it's not poetic or beautiful or sharing about your day and trying to describe it to the person, because you can't just take a little Snapchat picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have to paint the picture with your words.
Absolutely.
And so something for me within my faith is I struggle with traditional prayers, but I still want to have like a connection to God.
Mm-hmm.
So aside from just talking to him, just in general, something I started doing after I saw these TikToks, I got inspired and I started writing love letters to God.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Same way.
That's awesome.
Where it's just more about like talking about like my day and my dreams and like something that's creative, or just kind of painting the picture. And it's just sometimes easier than like a traditional type of relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love that. That's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's fun. It's been really inspiring for me, especially because journaling could be hard, but it's very therapeutic. So it's just kind
so
of a
true.
Two for one.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, this has been so great. Thank you so much for opening this space and sharing your story and sharing the back end. Like, I know it's hard for a lot of entrepreneurs to share, because it's like sometimes you just want to put on that strong face of, I'm successful, I've got all these opportunities, you know? But like, there's so much power in owning your story, all parts of it.
Yes.
And I think what's even more so, like the whole basis of my podcast, there's so much power in connection, not just us, but also anyone who listens.
Yes.
Because they will not feel as alone, right?
Absolutely.
It's really powerful.
Yeah, because the entrepreneur journey can feel very lonely, very overwhelming. So, you just got to keep pushing on. And when you have something in your heart and you believe in it, 110%, you just need to go for it, because people, your tribe will find you.
Yes.
You know, they will find you, and it'll just be amazing, the connections that come from it.
It really
is. It's a beautiful journey.
It's so beautiful. And like, even with the Babes in Business, full circle, mm-hmm. like how we met, I was a corporate girly. I had seen Babes in Business. I did not mm-hmm. feel like I had anything to contribute because I wasn't an entrepreneur, you know? And I always was so inspired by this group of strong women who went after their dreams wholeheartedly. And I was like, wow. What I would do to be part of that group, you know?
Oh, look at you.
And here I am now.
Going after your dreams.
And like, it's just so wild how everything connects. It's, you just never know.
It's so true. And that's one thing that I've really been challenging my staff on, is to dream big.
Yeah.
You know, I always had that hanging up in my classroom. And as we get older, I think we just stop dreaming. We stop dreaming like we once did.
You question know. If we're worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Our insecurities like, get bigger as we
it's
older.
Not possible. But that's the thing, like, just taking the next step.
You try to be logical.
Yes. Yes.
Recently, I've been studying Kabbalah recently since the past January, and there's one element that I just loved, which the way the teacher that I learned from, David Giam, he describes faith, it's certainty beyond logic.
Yes.
So
it's not going to make logical sense.
Right. And if you have a dream, you will have all the logic in the world to talk yourself out of it, to stay comfortable, make the smart decisions on whatever. Yes. But if there was one thing that I've learned over my corporate years, is there's no such thing as job security. There's only God's security.
Amen.
And if
that's
the money,
so true.
Right? And if the money is supposed to be mine, might as well do something that I freaking love.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's like, I kind of got to the point where I'm like, okay, well, let's say I do it and it doesn't work. What am I going to do? I'll just go back and be a school counselor. That's what I was doing then.
So, yeah.
You know, I got my lifetime certificate. So I'm like,
you always have
that. I'm not going to just go for it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This has been so
powerful. Finding a way to make it happen.
And it will.
It will.
If you've ever read The Alchemist, have you ever read The Alchemist?
I don't know if I have or not.
You should. It's a short read. It's wonderful. I know you're busy, but it's beautiful.
There's, maybe I did when I was in high school.
Could be.
Because it sounds very familiar.
There's one line in there that really speaks to me, which is, when you have a desire, the whole world, or a dream, the whole world conspires to make it a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the God sprinkles come in. Where you have to hear those God sprinkles.
Yes.
Because here's the thing.
Yes.
If you don't listen to those God sprinkles,
you miss it.
And you're not obedient,
mm-hmm.
you not only miss it, if that is your fate, God may do something in your life to shake it up so much that you have no choice but to step where you need to step.
Right.
And isn't it better to just go in light instead of going because life is not that great?
Right.
You know?
Right. That's so true.
Yeah.
You can shake it all up.
You sure can. You sure can.
You sure can.
We've learned so much from you. And I know we've just brushed the surface. But I do have this tradition on podcast. It's all based on this Hebrew quote, which is, Eza Chacham Halomei Mikol Adam, which means one who is wise is one who learns from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And we have learned so much from you. So if you can leave us with one little last nugget of wisdom, whether it's a life lesson or your favorite quote.
Yeah, that's a great question because I have a lot of favorite quotes.
It's a hard question.
It's so hard. You know, in the Bible, it talks about whatever you do, you know, do it with your whole heart, like you're serving God. And because we are serving Him and what we do. And so really doing it with every ounce of you as if you're working unto Him. And then I know that Walt Disney said something like this. I'm going to try to get it correct. But whatever you do, do it so well that the people that you're doing it for will want to come back and see you do it again.
Mm.
And not only will they want to see you do it again, but they're going to want to bring someone so they can watch you do it again.
I love that.
And it's so true. If we're working with all of our heart and we're doing what we're called to do, and we're doing it to the very best of our ability, people are going to notice and they're going to want to come back. They're going to want to bring someone with them. Mm-hmm. And it's the power of that personal testimony. And we just love referrals. I mean, it's the most powerful thing when someone brings someone else with them the next time, just like you're going to do with your mom. Yeah. That just makes me so happy. It just warms my heart. It's the greatest compliment that we can get. But I really and truly believe when you are doing it 110% with all of your heart, mm-hmm. everyone's going to notice and they're going to want to come and experience it.
Absolutely. I needed to hear that. I know many people needed to hear everything that we talked about, but especially that last part, it was just yes. sunshine on my soul.
Yes. It's just okay. Keep on keeping on. Yeah. Doing it to the best of your ability.
So what else can we do to support you at this facial bar?
Just come and get a facial.
Yeah.
That's what to do. Come and get a facial, experience it, bring someone with you. Mm-hmm. It is so fun to do together. We love, you know, having new clients. That's what's so great about Fizz is people that maybe would have shied away from a traditional spa definitely feel more comfortable coming into an open concept skincare studio. Mm-hmm. You know, just come. Just come and give it a try. You can always do the consultation, learn more, you know, be educated, get empowered about your skincare. Like I said, even if it's just something fun to do, just do it and just have a good time and have fun. We're going to make sure that you have an excellent experience.
Oh, yeah. And I can attest to that because I've had an excellent experience. Yes. And I'm coming back good. For more.
I know. I love that.
I'm so excited. I will put the links in the bio for okay. the socials and for the link for people to sign up. So
yes.
make it easy for people. There's no excuse.
That's right. It's so great. We yeah. want to see you here at Fizz Facial Bar as soon as you can get here.
Yeah.
Working 6 days a week. So make it easy on everyone.
It's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Aww, thank you so much for having me. It was a joy and a pleasure.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, this has been another fabulous episode. So if you're not already watching it, we do have the video version on Spotify and YouTube. But if you're not already subscribed, what are you doing with your life? Go subscribe, go follow, and of course, share yes. with a friend. Thank you guys so much for listening or watching. I hope you have a great week. Let's get it. Let's go.